It's been 3 years now since Indigenous leader Noel Pearson's tough love approach to welfare was introduced to four Cape York communities in Queensland's far north. The Cape York Welfare Trial, which includes controversial measures like income management, is aimed at improving school attendance and tackling broader community social problems like housing, child safety and drug and alcohol abuse in Arakoon, Cohen, Mossman Gorge and Hopevale. The $48 million trial was due to end this year, but the federal and Queensland governments have decided to give it another 12 months, a decision that's raised questions about the value of the project so far. The third annual report by the Family Responsibilities Commission, which is implementing the trial, shows improvements in school attendance, child safety and family well-being, including a near doubling of school attendance at Arakoon, one of the nation's most troubled communities. Our Queensland correspondent Cathy Van Extel is speaking to the Family Responsibilities Commissioner, David Glasgow.
There are significant improvements, and if you look now back at, in the 3 years where we started from, particularly in a place like Cohen and Arakoon, Cohen particularly where the school attendance is well above the state average, and Arakoon where it came from the mid to high 30s up to the mid 75%, there's been a significant change in attitude. But overall, and again, these are figures that come from health, there's been a reduction of treatment of serious and non-serious injuries to the person. There has been a reduction in the number of serious criminal matters going to the district court and the magistrates court. And there has been a general improvement of attitude so that we get, you know, in the 90% attendances at our conferences before we have to go around and round people up.
When you look at the annual report, you've got 46% of the adult population in the four communities as being commission clients. Are you comfortable with that level of involvement with the commission?
Absolutely, because I think they're learning that we're there to help, and people will come along and say, hey, would you mind income managing me, please, but don't tell my old man. There's also someone coming in and saying, well, look, my nephew or my son is not behaving well. Can you do something about it? And we'll see if there's some reason to bring him in. And to.
But there still must be a big proportion of that 46% who are not there on a voluntary basis.
Oh, absolutely. But having said that, you really need to look at the at that 46%. Of that 46%, how many of them are income managed? And if you look at those figures that you see in that report, it's nowhere near 46%. The percentage of Arakoon is, what, around about 17%. So if you look at the population, the others have been cooperating. You know, they mightn't be happy to cooperate to start with. They might be going to an ending family violence program, or they might be going to the MPOW to try and get some budgetary work going, and also the school. But they are actually going, for if they weren't, they would be income managed.
I go back to concerns that are raised about the trial, and that is that the high level of notices and the high level of involvement of people in the community suggests that there is clearly strong community resistance and that reforms are very slow.
Well, I don't agree with that, because for this reason, what I thought right from the beginning was, because accommodation is still a major issue in these communities, particularly in Arakoon, where you've got large numbers of people living in the houses together, you cannot solve a problem about a child attending school if you don't deal with everyone in that house. And so there are explanations for that, and I'm not saying that's an explanation for all. There are still huge problems in that community.
The trial's been extended, as you mentioned. So far it's cost $48 million, and I think there's another $16 million to be put into it. Is the taxpayer getting value for money with the kind of results you're seeing?
That's a huge amount of money which has been spent, but it's been spread right across the community. It's just not on the commission. The commission's involvement of that is a very minor part. Obviously, I would say, yes, it's definitely worthwhile, and I've been there and I've seen the improvements, but I think that independent evaluation will be the one coming along, because it really has to establish to government whether the investment of the monies is justified. But if you look at the day-to-day improvements of the lives of people, I think it's been significant.
When is the evaluation report due?
It's due about June next year.
So what are your plans now for this final year of the trial?
Basically, between now and June next year, we'll sit full on in each of the communities and really spend our time in reinforcing what's happened. We will also look at the repetitive nature of clients before us. spend a bit of time looking at those 200 to 300 people who are income managed and have been income managed for a while, because there's a few of them that are really a bit bloody minded who don't want to do anything and just stay on the income management. And I'm talking about those people that we put on income management because they either wouldn't do the programs at all or they wouldn't appear before us. So we'll be concentrating on those areas and also to just see what happens with school attendance. That will bring us up to the 30th of June, and assuming we are going to close as is predicted at the 31st of December, we've developed our own exit strategies to do that. There's obvious questions that you need to ask about what will happen with people who are on income management and on case plans and the subject to programs.
What would you like to see replace the commission?
I never believe there should be a formal structure. I mean, people, I think, misunderstand what this whole intent of the commission was and the whole intent of what Noel Pearson said. He wanted a very full-on, concentrated effort to try and get people to change. He said if people didn't make up their mind to change and start to get some norms within the community along the line that it was normal for children to go to school, it was not accepted that children would be mistreated and people would do nothing about it, it was not accepted that people would be able to be drunk in the community and nothing would happen to them. So what he said was, let's try this process and see what happens. If people won't take this benefit of this period on and act, then really that's a matter for them. But if they can see the advantages, and having suffered the pain, there must be advantages to them. So the governments must really start to provide formative things for people in these communities, such as employment or opportunities for employment, opportunities for decent and proper training. So really, it's an experiment. It was never expected to go on ad infinitum. In these four communities, there should be some transition process to allow the communities to take control of what we're doing. Now, whether governments continue to provide the same services is another issue, because that's a political decision. And again, it'll come back to how they assess the independent evaluation.
That's the Family Responsibilities Commissioner David Glasgow, who's overseeing the Cape York Welfare Trial, speaking with our Queensland reporter, Cathy Van Exdell.